Welcome back to Living Witnesses with Mary Graham. Today we are wrapping up the first chapter of the book, The Four Teresas by Gina Lair. If you have a copy of the book, you can join us on page 22 as we look at the points for consideration regarding St. Thérèse of Lisieux.
Points for consideration. St. Thérèse saw God in nature, but she didn't see nature as God. When she beheld the beauty of creation, she remembered the Creator. This protected her from allowing anything or anyone other than God himself to capture her heart. She knew that the beauties, joys, and pleasures of the earth are gifts from God, not substitutes for him. Consider this. What created things might threaten to become substitutes for God in my life? Within convent walls, St. Thérèse found contentment. She embraced her surroundings and noticed the joys present there. She took advantage of every opportunity to make her daily life an adventure, finding opportunities to rejoice, to love, and to grow. Consider, do I notice and celebrate the joys of nature, family, friendship, and faith in my daily life?
Imperfection is part of being human, and St. Thérèse knew it. She saw her weaknesses clearly. She claimed them as her own without making excuses or letting them depress or overwhelm her. She chose to be encouraged instead of discouraged. She believed that humbly acknowledging her inability to be perfect was an invitation to let God work. Consider, how can I overcome any discouragement about my weaknesses? Like us, St. Thérèse lived, worked, and prayed among people she liked and people she didn't like. She approached her relationships, especially the trying ones, as opportunities to express her love for God. She saw each frustrating situation as a gift because it enabled her to offer a little sacrifice to the Lord. Consider, what difficult relationships in my life give me opportunities to offer loving sacrifices to God? St. Thérèse wasn't afraid to ask for anything. She didn't hold back from asking for little gifts from her father or from making her request of the Pope. Neither did she refrain from asking favors of Jesus every day. Her life was full of answered prayers because she wasn't afraid to ask. Consider, what special request can I bring to Jesus?
I wanted to kind of go right to the one that says, how can I overcome any discouragement about my weaknesses? I was doing St. Joseph consecration, and in it, there's a quote from St. Thérèse that talks specifically about this in her little way. And she writes, in short, our weaknesses become our strength. Think of two daughters who break something that belongs to their father. When he comes home, one runs and hides because she fears him, and the other jumps into her father's arms with tears, telling him how sorry she is. One daughter broke the father's heart, the other consoled it. Which do you think is which? And, you know, another quote from a saint that always hit me, St. Catherine of Siena, that we were designed with deficiencies. That's the way God designed us, not so that we would be so perfect and strong, because then we become so independent. You know, we become so sure of ourselves, and it's always in that utter, like, when I have nothing, that God powerfully comes in and lifts me up. Otherwise, I become too prideful and too sure of my will, you know, versus God's will.
I think the one about making the big ask of Jesus, again, this is Thérèse just running like on this wave of confidence. What is the big ask for Jesus that's on our hearts, but that we are afraid or we don't feel worthy of, or we don't feel like he has time for, or maybe we don't even really trust that he has power to do it? What is the big ask? And I don't even know what that would be in my life, but it just makes me want to think about, like, where am I lacking in confidence? Where am I lacking in that image of being the one, Mary Beth, you're sharing that beautiful image, the one that runs into the arms of Jesus and just expects everything for me. What is the big ask? And I think that's sort of like maybe a little specific challenge of faith for us, is to identify what do we really, really want to ask God, but we're afraid to, or we're hesitant to, or we're scared of, or we don't think he's going to respond well, just to have the confidence of the child to just ask for that. Maybe in the Christmas season in particular, it's time to think about that. Like, What gift do we want? My kids aren't afraid to ask for really big gifts. I don't always give them to them, right? I discern what's best and what's right, but they're not afraid to ask. I just feel like maybe I have a little fear to ask sometimes. I need to get over that and follow Therese's example.
And how about you, Veronica?
That one with, do I notice and celebrate the joys of nature, family, friendship, and faith in my daily life, particularly as we were talking about in Advent, when we can get so caught up in all the details of all the things that need to be done, and to think about, do I take that moment, like you were saying, Mary Beth, to stop and listen to my son when he's showing me his video or whatever, you know, and to realize that it's those little moments in love when I think I don't have time, and maybe I don't have time. Can I stop and just smile, like Therese says, or just, can I stop and show them that I love them? Can I realize that it's in this daily life and all of this around me that I discover how to love, and that vocation? One time in confession, my penance was to pray, reveal to me, like I was supposed to pray to Mary to reveal to me the face of her son. And I was like, okay. So I did. And I think I was expecting some big, you know, St. Paul getting knocked off his horse type moment. And it wasn't like that. And so I prayed every day, and I tended to pray it when I was nursing my son to sleep for a nap. I'd look up at this image of Mary, and you're thinking right now, I'm a little slow, because it took me a couple months before all of a sudden it just hit me. Like, I'm looking at this image of the Madonna and child, you know, of course, Christmas image too, you know, of like what she was, her, the face of her son was the face of my son, you know, that I'm supposed to be nursing and taking care of and loving and holding. And I'm looking at this image of her, and it finally just hit me, like, of course, like this is the face of Jesus to me right now, is my son and what I need to be doing.
What I love physiologically is that how God designed us, that when we are nursing our children, that hormone is released that creates that bonding. Like, God ordained it and designed it that way, that face of your child, the mother, to bond with that child. So you didn't get like Jonathan Rumi pictures? Like, I don't know if he was the face that he was.
It was the face of my little son.
That would be the Chosen series. I don't know if you guys have watched that. That has really, I think, it is a great thing to put on the to-do list at any time of the year, because I think not only for us as adults, but just for our kids to see that face of maybe the apostles, certainly Jesus Christ, the Blessed Mother, Mary Magdalene. So again, that's the Chosen series, and that's free.
This has been great fun, but it is time I interrupt as we wrap up the first chapter of The Four Teresas by Gina Lehrer. We've been studying the life of St. Therese of Lisieux. Coming up next, we're going to read about St. Teresa of Avila. Gina, can you do the honors of wrapping up this first chapter with prayer?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of your love moving through your saints, and your love moving through us. And I ask that you would open our hearts wider and bigger so that we can receive your love even more today in whatever we encounter when this conversation is over, that we would be ready to share your love with everyone we encounter and to feel your love in our own hearts. Mother Mary, we lift up to you this desire to know and love and feel and share the love of your Son, Jesus, and ask you to pray for us as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.